and we're playing a scared seed that goes up to a number three. So today's the first of the 9 days, and we'll continue discussing matters related to the 9 days. So the subject of laundry comes up, and when it comes to having a Zoom room here. Okay, when it comes to laundry, as it comes to a few other things, and we'll talk about showering also. We have to take into account a little bit that times have changed a little bit, and the way we do things have changed a little bit, and standards of hygiene have changed. So that's a little bit important to keep in mind. So Kitzer says, "We not do laundry during the 9 days." But even if it's not for the 9 days, but you're saving for after the fast, we still don't do it. You can't give it to a non-Jew. So on the one hand, a Jew can't do laundry for after the fast, and a non-Jew also can't do for laundry for a Jew, for the 9 days. So both the doing and the having laundry done parts of this are forbidden. So it's different. If somebody's paid to somebody's own dry cleaning business and it's not for Jews, so that would be fine. But the week that Tisha B'Av falls, meaning from that Sunday until whenever Tisha B'Av falls, so this year we have a large Shavuot Shachal Bo this year, so Sunday through Thursday is technically Shavuot Shachal Bo. Some years we don't have it at all, and Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. Shavuot Shachal Bo, by the way, is generally not so relevant to Ashkenazim the way it is to Sardim. But here we're saying that perhaps if a Jewish woman does laundry for non-Jews, so between the Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos is one thing. From Sunday till Tisha B'Av is it's better. During the 9 days, it's also forbidden to put on longer clothing or to spread linen, even if they were washed before. Okay, so not only can you do laundry during the 9 days, but if you do laundry at 6 o'clock in Erev Rosh Chodesh, so that could potentially be a problem. Skipped something. So for Shabbos, you can wear or more lenient, you can wear clean linen garments and to put on a fresh tablecloth, change your towels and everything, like you would do Kederach Shosim B'Shar Shabbos. But putting out clean sheets is forbidden. So if a woman needs to wear white garments as it relates to her nida for the 7 clean days, so that's a different story. That's a lot. Cloth diapers. So you're allowed to do laundry for those. So break it down in sort of modern terms. Again, hygiene has shifted a little bit. So first of all, when it comes to outerwear versus undergarments, so we might make a distinction. And some will even say that when it comes to the regular shirts that one wears on a regular basis, that get sweaty. So wearing clean ones isn't probably doesn't necessarily mean you have to wear the same ones every time. But something that's freshly dry cleaned is avoidable. The trick that people have is before Rosh Chodesh is to put it on the floor if it was packed in a suitcase, and that way it's not as fresh. But again, there's less of an expectation these days that one wears the same sweaty clothes for 9 days. But the idea is not necessarily is that you're not doing your freshest. So it's going to have to be unhygienic or to look totally despicable. But this is also not a time where we're wearing our freshest, newly pressed clothes. Okay. So this part I'll just say outside that you're also not supposed to make new garments or new shoes, even if it was done by somebody who's not Jewish. But there was a particular need, so that, you know, that might be a different story, especially if it was done by a non-Jew. So that's part there. It's not so, I don't think it's terribly lamaisa, so I'm not going to spend much time on that. It says here, Nashim Shinago Chilo Lisander Hafutin La Riga, Vishim Dezen Nikra Ashti, the famous Shabatla Avnashkiya, Shahaita Vita Mikdash, Nepir Alehin Baza, Asr Lahatir Lahat. So women who had the custom not to arrange the threads for weaving during these 9 days, because the warp is called a shti, right? And then the rock, the rock that's in the, what's now the dome of the rock, so the rock was in the Beit HaMikdash, which was destroyed. And so because of this similarity in language, so it sounds like women took on the custom to be stringent, not to arrange threads for weaving or to do weaving during this time. And if you have that custom, so then that would be for them. Okay. This one's a little more halacha lemaisa. In rochtim b'tisha yamim elu afilu b'tzonim. We do not take a bath during the 9 days, even in cold water. So before I go any further, so this is also something where practice has evolved a little bit. Some say that, first of all, in Europe it was cooler. I don't know what the reality of that is, but in theory, in Europe it was a little cooler during the summer. Here, even in New York, and certainly in Eretz Yisrael, so it's a little bit it's much hotter outside. I mean, we also, it's one thing that if bathing is a luxury, we see this come up in, also with bathing on Yom Tov. Bathing was more of a luxury, so you wouldn't dafka do it during the 9 days. But now, showering every day is considered to be, or at least every other day is considered to be normal and necessary. So post-game at this point are lenient to take a colder shower for less time, because the real distinction here is that going swimming for pleasure is something that's maybe not in the spirit of the 9 days, but if one's showering for hygienic purposes, so that's a little bit different. I actually decided that it's a mitzvah to take longer hot showers during the year, so when it comes to the 9 days, so you can make that distinction that it's a that you're taking a colder shower for the 9 days. I say that partially just. Fine, but so that's that. It's generally assumed that for hygienic purposes, showering is okay if you make it less pleasurable than normal. After a quick going your lettuce and move your crumble lettuce, your toe claw your folks. So if a woman recently gave birth or if she's about to give birth, then it's considered to be good to bathe. Likewise, if somebody is told by a doctor they need to bathe, return their clothes, then you can wash, you can bathe even in hot water. And a woman who's getting ready to go for the mikvah also can shower like she normally. If she is going the night after Tisha B'Av, in which case she can't do it, she can't bathe on Tisha B'Av itself, so then she can bathe on Erev Tisha B'Av. And also a woman who's in her 7 clean days can also shower for the implications of that. So look, it's interesting because we think about the five, somebody pointed this out and I was like, that's okay, I never thought of that. Five prohibitions of Tisha B'Av include who bathing or washing. So it seems strange that we're sort of overextending that to the whole 9 days when clearly only prohibited according to the Gemara and Tishba of. And Tishba, we take it a little farther that you're not supposed to wash your hands, which, by the way, the first Shechter came out the Pesach, that if you are careful about following all the health guidelines, then you can wash your hands on Tishba if you go out and you need to. If you don't follow health guidelines, he said that you don't have any right to wash your hands. I take that to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek. I don't think he endorses not following health guidelines. But you can't have your cake and eat it too. But washing one's hands on Tisha B'Av is permitted this year if necessary. Bathing is technically only prohibited on Tisha B'Av, so we extend that a little bit. But I think the real distinction here is between hygiene and pleasure. And showering for hygiene can also be a pleasurable activity, so we try to. We'll just end with on with this. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechal be'erev Shabbos. Mishu Rakil Erchot B'chaim Chol Erev Shabbos Mutar Kam Atal Erchot Apil B'chaim. So if Rosh Chodesh falls on Friday, I think it's one of the only scenarios. I guess we could really have it where you have two Fridays in the 9 days. And I think this is what happened last year. That I think Rosh Chodesh was on a Friday last year. So if you normally bathe on, if you normally shower in hot water in Erev Shabbos, you'd be allowed to shower in hot water on this Erev Shabbos. Well, but Erev Shabbos puzzle, also lechot b'chaim in a field, misha ragra b'kach, yim panav yadav ragra. On Erev Shabbat puzzle, which is what's going to be on Friday, so you shouldn't wash your whole body in hot water, but you can do your hands, feet, and legs. Rabbi David Browski in his Hilchot Mo'adim, Paskins that you that nowadays on Erev Shabbos, out of Kama Shabbos, it's totally permitted to take a regular hot shower. The same you should rub with Fifa Sarosh but call Erev Shabbos winter low gamata, a little bit sabon, a little bit may acre. If you're accustomed to wash your head every Erev Shabbos, you can do so on Erev Shabbos, but not with soap. But again, Grabsky says that really it's okay. So for those people who have the custom of the mikvah every Erev Shabbos, you can do that in cold water. But if you're inconsistent about it, so that's all. That's part of this game. And this is true with a few things when it comes to things that we do in Erev Shabbos. That if you normally honor Shabbos in a particular way, so there's a lot of room to be lenient in Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos itself to do things normally. But you have to be consistent about it. Okay, stop there.